už jsem VIP, velmi významný, skoro MTV, víš ho nosný, už jsme skoro tam. A kamže jdem, udílení cen a večer jdeme ven. Nasadím Rolex jistý B, baby, a Birex z Turecka, funky a crazy, všechno ti koupím si moje lady.
English is attacking Czech from all sides, one newspaper columnist recently despaired, while others talk of Czech's battle for survival in a world in which ever more English is spoken. From terms like set-top box, vygooglovat and mobile on the one hand, to sorry, busy and loser on the other, English does seem to be making an impact on today's Czech. But are these English borrowings really a threat to the Czech language, or do they enrich it instead? I asked some Czechs for their opinion.
I think that English has a big influence on Czech language because we use many English words. For example, I use computer, and the Czech word is počítač, and if I speak with my granny, she doesn't understand what I said. So I think that the influence is really big.
And do you think that's a bad thing or actually quite a good thing for the Czech language?
I think it's bad, but I think I can't do anything without it.
I think in some areas there is big influence English on Czech, but in ordinary life it's not so big.
And do you find yourself in ordinary life using English words in Czech?
Yeah, we use common English words like management and metro. It is not easy because the words are so common, so I cannot recognize if it is English.
I always can hear some English words around, and in the slang used in chats on computer is well frequent. It's natural. I don't think it will enrich our language. I think our language will die in time.
It depends on if there are no such Czech words, well then yeah, English has maybe too much inflict on Czech language.
And do you find yourself using English words sometimes when you're speaking Czech? I don't know, maybe in the field of computing or words like sorry, busy.
Well, I try to use Czech words if I can, if there are such words.
But it's not always possible, you say.
Yeah, sure.
I think that now English language has not so big influence on the Czech language. We have to use our origins as well. It's better now for us, I think.
So best to use Czech words when Czech words are available.
Yes, but if English words are shorter, so for example on SMS, we use sometimes these English words because of they are shorter.
But the borrowing of English words is nothing new. When Carol Gott sang this not quite English, not quite Czech nonsense song in the 1960s, terms like kovboj, genie and jazz were already in common usage. And indeed, English words in Czech date back even further. According to head of the Institute of the Czech Language, Ustav Projazyk Český, Karel Oliva, the first English loanword comes in all probability from the 18th century. It's fešák, meaning something like dandy, taken from the English word fashion and referring to the well-dressed English gents who visited Prague at the time. According to Oliva, however, English words really started to take off in Czech in the 19th century.
My conjecture is that the first loanwords from English were words which concern sports. Just like fotbal, which is from English football, but also, and very few people know that padlo, which is from English pedal.
But then can we talk about there being another sort of golden era of English in Czech around about the time of, say, Voskovec and Verich, around about the 1920s, maybe First Republic, or is that not correct?
Well, I would say that Voskovec and Verich, actually, they mixed up all languages which they knew. To my mind, actually, Voskovec and Verech used most of the loanwords after their emigration, that is, after the Second World War, because they spent the war in America. It's definitely true that the first massive influx of English words came really with the so-called First Republic, with the with people connected in some way to Masaryk, and mostly his wife, Charlotte Masaryk. And actually, by that time, it was not a political, but it was a rather social phenomenon, that the people kind of take their stand whether they more support the European continental, let's say, French tradition, because the Germans already by that time was not very popular, or whether the people wanted to show that they take the stand of the Anglo-Saxon culture of Great Britain and the US.
So you said back then maybe there was a social reason or a social context to using Anglicisme or Anglicisms in Czech. Would you say that's the case now, that it's a social thing?
Definitely. It's mostly social. It's just of either showing, well, that actually there are, so to say, two very antagonistic positions. One is really speaking to showing off that I'm just like the Americans, and the other one is, of course, mocking those who pretend them to be Americans. So you have to distinguish again, but definitely it's a social stand, yeah.
You're the head of the Ústav pro jazyk český, which I suppose, at least in terms of dictionaries, gets a final say on which words get in, don't get into the Czech language. Are you interested, as l'Académie Française is interested, in finding Czech equivalents and Czechifying these words, or is that not your mission?
The Czechifying of these words is, so to say, the final aim, but it's not the final aim of ours. It's the final aim of the natural development. And what we do, actually, is that we follow this development, and then as the things get developed, we put them into the lexicon. So it might be possible that in a Czech lexicon, which was published some 10 or 15 years ago, there would be a different spelling. So, for example, there should be still the English spelling of skateboard, while now, obviously, you would write it just the Czech way.
Is it a case of English borrowings being dividable into two categories? One being words like padlo, which Czechs maybe don't even think come from English now, and the others that very clearly are still from English, and that if you're going to use, it's because you want to show that you know English.
Yes, definitely, even though this is also a matter of development. So it might be different, it was different 20 years ago, and it will be different in 20 years. But currently, of course, it is the situation which you mentioned, that there is a lot of words which are felt as native Czech words. Actually, no one, well, except for linguists, of course, or for people who are interested in the issue, no one thinks that they are loanwords from English or from other language. And then there is, of course, a set of words which are felt as Anglicisms, and they are used as Anglicisms either, as I mentioned already, either for showing that I am just like the Americans, or on the opposite side of the spectrum, that I'm just want to mock of the Americans, or of those people who pretend them being Americans or whatever. So, but of course, it is exactly the situation which you mentioned.
As a linguist, are there some English borrowings that just drive you nuts, that are just completely wrong?
Sometimes I'm puzzled why these words, while some words are borrowed from English, because we have good Czech words. My typical, or my, so to say, most popular in inverted commas example is the word farmář. Because all the time we had sedláci and zemědělci and all that kind of, and now, even on TV news, on Czech television, on the official one, we have farmáři. I wonder what the difference is, because there is an important point in all these borrowings. For example, the meeting and all other things is that if we have a Czech word and we borrow an English word, then generally it does. These two words then do not have exactly the same meanings. They are not full synonyms. They are near synonyms. So I'm puzzled. What is the difference between sedlák or zemědělec or statkář on the one hand and farmář on the other hand? But I'm not an expert in agriculture, so maybe there is some, yeah. I just didn't know it.
So head of the Institute of the Czech Language, Karel Oliva, is not worried about Czech's fate. He just wishes people would say farmář less. Whether all these anglicisms entering the Czech language actually stick or end up going the same way as now rather cringeworthy expressions such as voco go will be seen in the years to come.
Rosie Johnson there with that edition of Panorama, first broadcast in July of 2009.